We started the morning talking about the art and science of predictions, but maybe you already know that in 2016, it'll be the year that you need to find a new job. Thought leader and writer Tracy Weiland has some help. Her 2016 hiring predictions are out now, as is her latest book, Employed for Life, 21st Century Career Trends. She joins us now by phone. Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, good morning, Beth Ann.
The first thing that's on the list, as many of us have been observing for a while now, are certain things that will cater to seniors to keep them not only aging in place, but to deliver the services that they're going to need. What exactly do you see as we move into this year that might be a little bit different from what we've talked about in past?
Well, you know, Beth Ann, we've hit a tipping point in North America. We are an aging society. It is the senior moment, so to speak, and one out of three Americans is now 50 or older. In fact, economists project that aging is very big business. It's a $7.1 trillion business globally. So with over 100 million residents in the United States over the age of 50, that opens up a lot of job and future job creation.
So we're not just talking about caregiving and healthcare-oriented things, but real fun things and enjoyable things that are geared to people who aren't toting around kids.
Sure. When you think about it, you know, first the basics is, you know, people need places to live. And as we get older, we have different ways of we want to spend our lifestyle. We might want to join adult communities. We might want to, you know, some of us might go to retirement homes. Some of us might want to retire at home. And all of this requires people to service these different kinds of needs. But we also have a lot more time on our hands. We're not working anymore, and so we'd like to spend our time. And I think our baby boomers have redefined retirement and how they spend their time. As you mentioned, having more fun. They're traveling more than when they were employed and spending more. And they're even, you know, increasing the adoption of pets, which we had always viewed as a millennial type of trend. So they're filling the empty nest with things that they really enjoy and bringing that through their senior years.
When you say that, you know, we're traveling more, does that mean that we can expect to see a lot more of, you know, not just packages, but of services when we travel that are geared to people who are, you know, over the age of 50 or 65?
Sure. So travel, for example, is projected to grow over 36% over the next 10 years just from retirees and boomers traveling more when they retire. 8 million more domestically and 4 million more overseas. But if you think about the ripple effect, that requires transportation, airlines, trains, cruise liners, hospitality services, hotels, restaurants, tourism. Even there's a whole host of franchises that are emerging just to service the retired traveling community. And so if you are looking for a way to either transition your career or look for new jobs, I think this whole area of aging is a new platform where you can look for, at any age, different kinds of jobs.
Let's move on a bit, in the interest of time, because we talk a lot about security, and you write a lot about technology. What do you see coming at us this next year that might change a little bit some of your projections from last year?
Yeah, yes. And I say that, sadly, security is a safe bet. And last year I talked a lot about cybersecurity and the need for us to have ethical hackers because it is an area that's growing in job creation 12 times faster than the overall job market. But if you listen to the news, you know that every day there's a headline on terrorism. So this whole idea of counterterrorism is creating a lot of jobs. In fact, it's a $61 billion market by 2024. New York, for example, just started a squad in 2015 of 100 people. They expect to grow to 500 people to really protect the city, and I think that will continue to grow in many cities around the U.S. and overseas as well. So there's a lot of jobs that will be created just through security needs.
How about other technology needs? I'm talking about artificial intelligence, or as we've been hearing a great deal about, immersive technologies and having a little fun in virtual reality.
Sure. So artificial intelligence is a big area for investment. If you think about your Siri on your iPhone, she's going to get smarter and smarter, and your toys will talk back to you and even answer intelligent questions. So I think artificial intelligence will open up a lot of jobs, not only on the software side, but also in consulting, marketing, and sales. immersive technologies is a hot area. It's a $150 billion market. And actually, there's people who are making money in this whole new area of called esports, where we actually watch people either on a YouTube or Twitch playing immersive games or a whole competitive format. In fact, I was just in Las Vegas, and this esports will be probably a game gambling mechanism, not only a place for people to go and watch teams combat other teams in well-known immersive sports.
For Christmas season, a lot of kids might have received drones. That's the toy version. But what about the greater market for drone use?
Yeah, so drones is about an $82 billion market that is expected to create about 100,000 jobs across the U.S. over the next 10 years. And I think a lot of us think of it as a toy. But the cost of drone manufacturing has reduced. People use it for weather, surveillance, disaster recovery, and military. And Amazon is pushing for commercial use so that they can deliver packages in under 10 minutes. The opportunities there is for operators and pilots, drone pilots, trainers, people understand the technology and the robotics. So the drones is something that will be expected to hit many areas and open up jobs.
Let's switch away from that for a second and take a look at people who might not be involved necessarily with technology or senior services in some sort of way. When you look at what's happening in the world of blue-collar work, what do you see?
So, you know, we always need these services. They're not going away. By 2017, an estimated 2.5 million new middle-skill jobs are expected to be added to the workforce. These are our plumbers, our carpenters, electricians, air conditioning. But if you look at a broader picture, it's infrastructure. And infrastructure will continue to grow and require experienced and skilled people. And these are where some of the higher paying jobs, 50,000 or up a year. And that's, you know, our refineries, our ports, our air, you know, our power supplies, trains, you know, anything that is large infrastructure. These will not only continue to grow and improve, but they also will require more skilled and experienced people. So if you haven't found a job or pursued college, I would look to the trades and skilled work as well.
Then there are those who really are trying to create some balance between work and the rest of their lives, people who would prefer to be their own bosses, who have a product or a service that they uniquely deliver. What do you see for micropreneurs as we look at 2016?
Yes. In fact, in the U.S., the projection was that 50% of the population was either a micropreneur, which is a person who has their own sustenance, so to speak, in employment, or in a small business. And so micropreneurs and microbusiness is about half of our nation's jobs, and that will continue to grow. Our millennials have really embraced this concept. Many millennials have said that they just don't want to be on the corporate treadmill. They want to be able to manage their own time and their income and have that work-life balance, but also make money. And it can be everything from an Uber driver to renting out a room through Airbnb to selling a craft on Etsy, or, you know, logoed items and business cards on Zazzle, or something like I do, just an independent researcher. So this whole area is growing, and it is now, you know, becoming the new norm for employment, not the fallback if you didn't work in a corporation. So I would expect that, given the fact that we can have crowdfunding and access to finances as well as digital platforms that we can participate in, I would see a lot more of that in 2016.
Being your own boss can also mean buying a business or perhaps buying a franchise. And there are franchises of all different stripes all over the place. Any particular one that you see where there might be more opportunities this year than last?
Yeah, yes, I do. And I think franchising is for people like myself who maybe don't have a creative idea on a startup but want to own their own business. So in the franchise concept, you can buy into a business anywhere for as little as $500 all the way up to a McDonald's. The big hot areas is of course, health and wellness, a lot of catering to the senior communities, as well as food franchises and outsourced services. So it's the cleaning services, the delivery services, the food services. So you can look in, actually, Entrepreneur Magazine just came out with, in 2016, their whole encyclopedia, pretty much. They dedicated a whole issue to franchises, and you can look and see by price point and by category what makes sense.
Tracy, I wish we had more time to explore a few more things, but we have to say goodbye for the moment and wish you a happy new year, and we'll see about your predictions the next time we talk.
Happy new year.
Dr. Tracy Weiland speaks and writes on the impact of technology on society, work, and careers. She's been a scholar at Stanford University and held leadership positions at Apple, HP, and Cisco Systems. She's the author of 11 books and was an adjunct professor for 15 years teaching business and women's topics. Her latest book is Employed for Life, 21st Century Career Trends.